This is Fresh Air. The American writer Dorothy B. Hughes, who was born in 1904 and died in 1993, was one of the most successful crime novelists in mid-century America, with several of her books turned into Hollywood movies. Her best known is In a Lonely Place. A new edition of the novel has just come out, and our critic-at-large John Powers says Hughes' version of noir is excitingly radical.
It's something of an axiom that good novels make bad movies. But one of my favorite exceptions is In a Lonely Place, the 1950 noir classic directed by Nicholas Ray that you owe it to yourself to see. Starring Humphrey Bogart and Gloria Graham, giving their best ever performances, it's one of those brooding 50s pictures that's far deeper, darker, and more psychologically potent than anything Hollywood is making today. While the movie is justly famous, the same can't be said of the original 1947 novel by Dorothy B. Hughes. For years, I lazily assumed that Ray had turned a lousy pulp thriller into a silk purse. Then one day I finally read it, and I discovered that the novel, just re-released by New York Review Books, is more groundbreaking than the film, and that Hughes, who died in 1993, belongs in the crime-writing pantheon with male icons like Dashiell Hammett and Raymond Chandler. Set in post-World War II L.A., it's the story of Dick Steele, a former fighter pilot who misses the power, exhilaration, and freedom of being alone in the sky. He's come west with the vague notion of being a writer, but he merely lives off an allowance from his uncle and freeloads in the apartment of an old Princeton friend who's out of town. Bored and frustrated that his life isn't grand enough, Dix pursues the obsession that does give him the same high as flying. In lonely places like foggy beaches and deserted bus stops, he stalks women and kills them. Of course, serial killers need company too, so he looks up an old war buddy who, to Dix's chagrin, has gotten married and become a detective. As if that weren't unsettling enough, Dix thinks both women and cops snoopy. He meets a sexy fellow resident of his apartment complex named Laurel Gray. She's an on-the-make actress and sometimes kept woman with flaming hair and an alluring spikiness. Naturally, he's fascinated, and because he has charm and good looks, Laurel is drawn to him too. But will she find out too late that Dix is more than just a metaphorical lady killer? In a Lonely Place is a gripping story, but Hughes was too talented, ambitious, and grounded to play it merely for suspense. This was a woman, after all, who'd won the prestigious Yale Young Poets competition, joining a list that includes James Agee, W.S. Merwin, and John Ashbery, written history books, and raised a family. She was always fascinated by loners on the social or psychological margins of society. Her 1963 thriller, The Expendable Man, tackles American racism. Here, she takes us so far inside Dix's warped psyche that we almost root for him. But she pushes way beyond that. You see, if there's one figure that dominates hard-boiled stories, it's the murdered woman, be it the Black Dahlia, or Laura Palmer, or any of a thousand others. Female deaths are used to launch plots, titillate viewers, and maybe scare us. Yet the scariest thing may be just how habitual their use has become. Steeped in male fantasy, women's corpses become little more than part of the decor, or the mood. Hughes puts that reflexive misogyny into the spotlight. Although there are dead female victims in the novel, they serve to make us conscious of Dix's multifaceted hatred of women. His repulsion at their domesticity, his dread of their emotional perceptiveness, his attraction to their flesh, his fear of their abandonment, and his satisfaction in their deaths. And crucially, Hughes refuses to make her female characters passive. It would spoil things to say how, but as Megan Abbott points out in her splendidly perceptive afterword, Hughes takes the gender clichés of noir and turns them on their head. In a larger sense, Dix's story reveals the essence of being a violent hater. He tries to control his feelings of sadness and powerlessness, not through self-knowledge or personal change, but by finding someone to blame and erase, in this case, women. But far from bringing him salvation or even relief, his hatred turns out to be the loneliest place of all.
John Powers writes about film and TV for Vogue and Vogue.com. He reviewed a new edition of In a Lonely Place by Dorothy B. Hughes, published by New York Review Books. On tomorrow's show, we'll talk with Mark Pitkavage, senior researcher at the Anti-Defamation League, about America's militia movement, what they stand for, and how they've evolved since the election of Donald Trump. Hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Mooj Zaidi, and Thea Challoner. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for a variety of home projects, from minor repairs to major remodels. Homeowners can read reviews, compare prices, and book appointments online at homeadvisor.com. And from Gale, a Cengage company, partnering with the academic, public, and school libraries that empower communities to learn, grow, and thrive. More information about libraries is at gale.com/libraryimpact.